You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Welcome, citizens, to this day in history with Benjamin J. Goldson.
Yes, this day in history, going back to 1952 for the abdication of Egyptian King Farouk. So the Kingdom of Egypt had sort of secured its independence from the United Kingdom in the early 20th century, having before been sort of part of a various empires that would come and would go. Then the French came in the sort of early 1900s, they left, the Ottomans went in, they left, the British came in, and that's where it was up until the formation of the Kingdom of Egypt, which would have reasonably good relations with the United Kingdom, considering the history. And its king, Farouk, the one we're all talking about, would be seen in quite a sort of good way in the West, partly because you had quite a strong romanticisation, I feel, of Egyptian people and maybe Arab people in general, because they were sort of seen as quite romantic. They had the sort of Lawrence of Arabia thing, riding around the desert on horses, so it was seen as sort of much better than sort of, oh, these terrible people who live in cities. So that means the coverage of King Farouk would be quite positive.
Is the scene of a strange mingling of the ancient and the modern, as great desert sheiks parade in the ceremonial that celebrates the marriage of their king, Farouk the First. Prancing Arab horses add color to the event. High military officials and cabinet members are present at El Hazar Mosque when the 17-year-old Muslim king arrives to pray before signing the marriage contract, at which the bride is not present. The night of the ceremony, Cairo is a blaze of light as 2 million persons in the city echo, "God save the king." In the famous gardens of the Khobar Palace, after the brideless wedding, the king awaits the arrival of 16-year-old Queen Farida. Crowds jam rooftops for a glimpse of their king and his new queen.